smoke in the chest, I got smoke in the air, eggs in the armrest.
Live, exclusive right here. 88. I wanna see what make me feel so good. I wanna see what make me feel so good. That's right, I'm fine. I'll take you to my hideout. Do some fun shit, bitch. Don't tell me lie. This is his shit right here. Live of state.
Might as well.
You know how they go, head of state, yeah, all that. Live of state, mixtape with.
Might as well.
Showing them exactly what we do.
Might as well.
You know, we got the podcast, mixtape, live of state, mixtape.
I'm gonna show you.
Heart me, light me, coming through.
I'm gonna show you.
Heart me, huh?
I'm gonna show you.
We got projects, you know what I mean?
Cause this is what my man boy
had. Yeah.
With the keys.
Yes.
These keys, I almost think he stole these keys from me.
Who?
I'm like, where you get the keys from?
This Chompo did this?
Yeah, this is the shit.
Oh, this sound like.
I'll be rocking this.
I told you Chompo go into his inner 88. He give you his flowers.
So I be watching this.
I got
all
flowers.
Week.
I got flowers.
This all week.
Man, look.
88 keys right there.
And you know what makes it all the way cool?
It's not 88 keys. It's his.
No,
look, real quick.
I was channeling this nigga though.
Go ahead.
I was channeling that nigga though.
Look, real quick. Turn that down real quick. See, a lot of people fail from egos. My brethren right here, Sean Paul, Cleveland's own Sean Capone, he tells me, without 88 being around, when he channels into his inner 88. And 88.
That's funny.
And look, 88 tells me when he channels in to Sean Capone, Cleveland's own. And both of these brethren know for a fact, hey, I respect everything about the way they produce, how they've been producing before they met me, and now that we are a team, hey, here's my idea. And they both...
Throw that shit in there, too.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to hear what Sean Poe comes with on some of the shit I've been telling him to do. Yeah. Nights over Egypt, y'all in trouble.
I've been thinking about that.
Nights over Egypt, yeah.
You know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to put Nights over Egypt on Serato and let you run with it.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Because it's easier for you to do it on that.
I got a feeling. Yep.
You know what that's what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it on Serato and just let you run with it. Uninterrupted. I'm going to just... One night I'm going to bring Serato over, pull up Nights over Egypt, and let you just run with
and
it.
And the reason why, Sean Boat, look. The reason why... Because you brought that back out. I mean, I know, I can tell you exactly what kind of fun times I was having as a kid hearing that song. You just brought memories out of me.
As a kid.
Where shit, that, for real.
I was a kid,
nigga.
When they had pyramids, I was making babies.
For real, man. When you played that, remember when me and you was doing the whole little game, huh? Let's play songs again. Let's play songs.
Oh, the songs, man. We can go to here. That's man. Another podcast we haven't done yet. Another precursor. We will get back to, what was it? Gone But Not Forgotten.
Gone But Not Forgotten.
We will get back to that.
Or, yeah. Still Here and Not Forgotten.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll get back to that. That's another precursor.
But when he went to Nights Over Egypt, we was playing the whole game of just see what vibe we got on the music side.
It's the same game we all play.
Man.
We just ain't all three together when we do it.
Yes. That's going to be amazing.
We do it over my house.
Yes.
So, just to let y'all know, hip y'all on to what the game is, man. We find some of the most obscure Gone But Not Forgotten tracks, some of the hardest tracks that we can think of, things that you might not have heard. Now, we all prolific in what we do.
Yes.
So, it's like kind of Stump the Schwab. like we literally try to stump each other. Like, well, I bet you ain't heard this one. You know, and sometimes we succeed, sometimes we don't. But it's fun because when we do succeed, the awesomeness be like, hey, man, look. I never knew. I know when I get tagged because he has Shazam on when I get in.
Yeah, I'll be ready.
He's like, man, I'm going to
Shazam. Yeah, look.
So I don't even.
Thank you. Thank you for Shazam.
I got him because he got Shazam on. Like, I don't know.
You know how I got hit this Shazam? From Darnell and Dane. Yeah. Both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dark skinned ambassadors.
Shazam.
They made me go into it.
Shout out to Darnell.
Matter of fact, Darnell, shout out to Darnell, my nigga D.
Yes. I love Darnell.
Yeah. Used to be my manager and some call center shit, y'all.
But shout out to Shazam because I'm going to tell
you. He said, you need Shazam. I was like, what is Shazam?
The fucking
Shazam. I don't subscribe to Shaq.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's Kazam.
Yes.
The Mandela Kazam. Effect. No, that's the Mandela effect. Did you know it's not Shazam, it's Kazam?
It's Kazam for Shaq.
That's the Mandela effect. A lot of people will tell you that the Shaq movie was Shazam.
No, it's Kazam.
It's Kazam. But
the Bernstein Bears is spelled
different. Yes.
Definitely. Shazam has something to do with that's Black
Marvel.
Adam.
Yeah, that's Marvel. There's
Black Adam. That word makes him do some different shit.
Yeah.
Simple as that. So
I wish it was that easy.
When I'm hearing 88 do his thing, and I'd be like, man, I need to hear what the fuck is going on right here. I call this Shazam.
Like, honestly, I've seen him hit Shazam a couple times.
Yes.
Like, oh, I got him. Yeah. he like
what am I hearing here?
No, he do how you do the mean face, he be rocking, then he be like,
Like, what the fuck is that?
Like, what is that?
What is that, man?
But we do that to, like, that's what keep us going. Because he hit me with some shit. I'd be like, I'm the first to use Shazam. I don't have no shame in using Shazam. Because he hit me with some shit.
We be at work pulling Shazam.
Dude, I Shazam it. While he talking about it, I'm Shazamming it. Like, I'm already...
What is that?
But while he explaining it.
While he explaining it.
My pops is going to listen to this. I'm already Shazamming it.
Yes. Yes, because I'll be giving you a story. We all got stories of how this came about. Yes. But real quick, y'all. Real quick, real live talk.
Yeah, let's family. Real live talk.
The reason why this kind of energy and content is important is because music is the sole universal language. More than money, more than love, more than all that other shit. That makes me fucking tick and talk.
It makes all of us ticking tock.
It makes all of us ticking tock.
Yep.
Because just the way we feel away about hearing Off the Wall by Michael Jackson, you can bet somebody in Australia.
What way you feel like? What way you feel when you're off the wall?
Man. When I hear Off the Wall, me personally.
What way you feel?
When I hear Off the Wall, it made me want
to. It was very specific.
It made me want to daydream.
Hey, mine is Rock With You. Hey.
No, but what I asked
I just said,
I asked this before.
And the only reason I said that vibe, I just brought up a certain song.
That vibe. Yes. That song.
It makes, that when I hear Off the Wall, it makes me want to daydream.
You go crazy. Yeah. Now, what I want to ask you is, what do you feel when you hear Boogie Nights?
Oh, shit. That made me want to be out with my motherfucking lady on some live-ass dress. Yeah. You know what I mean? We looking good. No, you know what I mean? We going to have a good time tonight.
The only reason I'm saying it's interesting is because when you hear Off the Wall, I'm going to play this. The only reason it's interesting
is
they don't play Boogie Nights. Boogie Nights and Off the Wall is the same song. That's why I wanted to know. How does Boogie Nights? But this is the same song, though. This is Boogie Nights.
Yes.
So that's why I want to know how Boogie Nights make you feel.
Yes.
This is Off the Wall. But it's different legs.
You heard what I just said, how it made me feel too, did you?
Yeah. So, dig that, y'all. Two same beats with different lyrics can make you feel two different ways.
Okay. Since we went there.
I only said that.
Since we went there.
Now I gotta
I gotta go this real quick. Diamonds and Pearls and I Want You. Do you want him?
Oh,
do you want me?
The Prince.
Because okay, I want you.
Wait, don't get too far ahead of me.
Diamonds and Pearls and that. This one. Oh,
but this is what I'm saying. This is the same song that's Off the Wall. Did you notice it?
Yes.
It's Off the Wall.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Where is some of your shoulders?
Yes. Wow. Oh.
So Boogie Nights and Michael Jackson make you feel two different ways.
Disco
error. All right, people, I just did my experiment. I'm showing you how my experiment worked. Two different songs, two same beats. No, two same beats with two different lyrics make you feel completely different.
Two whole different genres.
Exactly. So I just threw that out there as in to say that Boogie Nights and Off the Wall is exactly the same. I'm not here to debate who hit it first. I don't care. Both of them classics.
That's our plight right there.
But I just wanted to prove the point that both of those songs make you feel two different ways
because
of the lyrics.
And I'm so glad he did that. I'm so glad he did that.
Now that's amazing.
That's music for
you. Well, that's music because you can put the same, you can put different lyrics to the same beat and it'll make you feel completely different. Off the Wall make you feel this way. Boogie Nights make you feel this way.
And look, here's another one. Dirty Diana and Nicki.
Yeah,
Nicki. Oh. I do a good one, Nicki.
Well, Nicki was riding and Dirty Diana was taking money.
But the energy.
I knew a girl named Nicki. I said, Dirty Diana.
No. But I
didn't want to. This bitch is nasty.
I didn't want to.
Both of them had the same situation going on.
I don't want to lose the other Prince song you had before that. I was going to make a point with that. You just said
Diamonds and Pearls.
Diamonds and Pearls.
And,
yes. That's a cool point. I want to do that. I know that song too.
Yeah.
And for those of y'all that don't know, and it's not called
Baby, Baby, Baby. No, it's
not. Beautiful Ones.
Yeah. Beautiful Ones.
Oh, my
yes.
God. Ding,
yes.
Ding, ding.
Yes. Thousand Island Dressing. Beautiful One. Diamonds and Pearls.
But
and you can't tell me they don't call it. You can't tell me they
I'm about to prove your point.
Okay.
I'm going to play
1 second
of this just so you can get a feel of it.
Yeah. Here's this real Live Talk family. Listen.
If you call an artist with a certain vibe.
Yeah.
Different songs,
two different beats, but the
He said we're gonna cut that there.
Yeah,
but
I want you to get a feel for it.
I want you to get a feel for it tonight. Y'all
hear that
piano progression, right?
Yes.
Y'all hear that progression?
So I want them to get a feel for it to prove his point and then go to the one with the big girl that I love.
Hey, this musical genius.
I love that big girl.
Yeah. You told Diamonds and Pearls? Oh, she looks so good. Yeah. Into the
that was my first BBW crush. But
that was?
Between her and Vesta, I don't know. It was like Vesta, a couple of them. Yeah. Like,
mine was, ladies first. Ladies first.
She wasn't even big.
Yes,
though,
she was. They would consider her that. No.
Her and Nikki D.
Man, compare.
You just say Nikki D.
Shouts out to Nikki D.
Oh, okay. Man.
Let me clear the air. Compare the Vesta and the chick from the New Power Generation. They were slim.
Yeah.
Vesta definitely.
They was just slightly
overweight.
During this time right here, it was give it to him, Queen. I got it.
Queen
give
was
it to him, Queen.
Latifah,
man, look.
No, Vesta was the
Queen Latifah was that power forward center, fucking size right there.
Vesta only had three.
If you had the right energy, Vesta only had three whole body shots on the whole video.
Hey, look,
if you had the right energy, you can make a Queen Latifah turn over.
Let me
real
clear
quick.
This up for all the women out there that weigh that shopping machine.
Vesta had three body shots on her whole video.
Did you hear from the money you just said?
No, understand. Vesta had three whole body shots on her whole video. Back then, that was BBW shit.
You heard what you just said?
I'm about to clear this up.
I heard what you just said.
We love y'all.
I'm about to clear this up for all the women that shop that scene.
Go ahead, Jay. Holla. Holla,
baby. I'm about to clear this up for all the women that shop that scene.
Talk to him.
When we was growing up, Queen Latifah and the likes of Queen Latifah was considered to be big. They really were. The original BBWs was like Vesta and them. So I'm clearing this up for all y'all that shot that scene. Y'all still in good standings. Y'all still in good standings because the ones that we thought was big back in the day wasn't even close to big.
It wasn't even close.
But that was, you know, you talk about they was competing with chicks from Two Live Crew videos. So they not even the original BBW. Queen Latifah is not an original BBW.
No, she's not.
She was actually slim.
She was.
We were just so jaded. Yes. We were so jaded
I wasn't.
Time.
I wasn't.
No,
I
I'm just saying society. Not me.
You wouldn't grab them big titties, but we couldn't tell nobody.
No, you could. I told everybody. I told the pastor. He was with me. The pastor was
here. Shut up, grab the titties and wax that ass.
He said, I don't know about much, but I know about the coin. But, I'm just telling you, we grew up in a town, we thought obese, we mistook obese back then. Like, we know the meaning of obese back then.
I did.
Now, after Wally, I know the real meaning of obese. Like, this, what we grew up with was nowhere near obese.
So
I apologize.
Shit.
I am here on record apologizing to all the girls that I called fat back in the day. Because they was nowhere near fat.
October Robinson from East Cleveland. I'm sorry, girl.
Why would she be named October?
Hey, she
what
hey,
good comes out of that month?
Hey, she is beautiful. Hey, back in
they
the,
named
no,
her the month
no,
of Halloween.
She showed me, bruh. When I first came up here to Cleveland, like the first year or two back. But I went to school with her in the little academy we was in, and she was a chubby light skinned girl with the long hair, but she was chubby though.
She looked like a pumpkin.
And she had a little friend. She was slimmer. She was pretty too. I ain't gonna lie. Now I know what I know. Take ass attitude.
Would you happen to be talking about Rainbow?
What, like as far as me?
No, the chick that her friend was. Rainbow.
Oh, no, no, this
that was her name.
No.
That was her name.
No. This was Natasha. All right. So, like, we going to school. So, like, I was on Natasha the whole time.
I'm going to talk about Rainbow.
October liked it me. We stayed across the street from each other.
I'm going to talk about Rainbow.
She came on birthday parties. Yo. When I cried on birthday party, she was there with me.
Yo.
This is my friend. She was there with my girl. But I wouldn't get with her. I kept trying to get with her friend. Years later, I just met up with my plug. My plug was the type of dude who's spontaneous. He was them fly dudes. We go to the mall. It's like 11 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? It's like 11 o'clock in the morning and shit. So like, literally, I walk down the hallway to his door and hit him with the money, right?
He
like,
yo,
let's go to the mall. I'm like, what? All right, fuck it then, right? So look. Nigga, it's in the morning. I got on fucking flip flops. I got on some Nike flip flops, some cut off khaki shorts.
Cut
nigga.
Off khaki.
That must have been about 97.
And
I can pinpoint the time.
And an oversized.
From what I'm hearing.
And an oversized Jordan tank top with some J's on. And I go. We walk outside though, right? We walk past. Look, we walk past the nigga Benz. We walk past the nigga van. We walked past the nigga's Cadillac. I said, where we going?
This type of
hustles I was around. He said, no, bruh, I want to catch the bus today. I look at him, I say, you sure you want to catch the bus? This up here. He said, yeah. I want to see how these hoes going to act on me when I ain't got the whip. So we catch the bus.
Stop putting up on them at the bus station.
We go to the motherfucking.
Yo, that's where heist people made a mistake.
We go to the motherfucking mall. We go down to Thomas City. I see October. This is like 5 years after school.
Or 4 years before summer.
It's in the summertime, matter of fact.
I saw October in the summer.
So we out
there. This gets even better.
We out there in Tower City. Remember how Tower City was around that time with the...
Yeah, Fuddruckers.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's Fuddruckers and shit, right? You know what I'm saying?
Shit,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? So look, me and him standing there, I see this girl walking to me. This beautiful ass girl. And she just, she calling me tiny. That's my old school name from the, like when I was wrestling for the belts, I was the Tiny Terminator. That's you know what I'm saying? Yo, Fabian, Mark, Marvin, Flip, all y'all I went for my belts. Y'all know about Tiny Terminator in East Cleveland. Tourney, y'all, you my partner, you my boy. You know what I'm saying? But like, she called me Tiny though. So I'm like, I'm looking at her like, who the fuck is this? It's October, yo. You know what she do? She talked to me that day. Me, her girlfriend, and my plug. We kick it. My plug paid for everything. Fuddruckers, movies, all that, right? The next time we go kick it, we pick him up in the Benz. My man got the sky blue joint with the 10-inch deep hammers. It's official, all right? 10-inch deep.
Official joint.
10-inch deep AMG hammers, nigga. Yo. I slapped that night, right? She never called me again.
Hey, look.
Hey, real shit.
Why this is important.
I was a rich ass dope boy, but she had a good ass gig. Like, her and her family was all right. All right? She was letting me know, like, nigga, look,
well,
you missed out. Shouts out to October. I understood,
yeah.
Shorty.
Hey, look, real quick, this is a shout out to my brother right here. His time frame, because he has multiple states and cities that he has dwelled in, y'all have no idea. It's very important to the content he puts out here for y'all.
Thank you, bro.
He hasn't even broke down the time frames and what he's sharing with you.
Thank you, bro.
When he's sharing it with you. I had that for real.
I was just talking about shit.
No, bro. For real. No. It's one thing for real.
It's significant with this song.
It's significant with the sound. It's significant with the, how you do your thing. You haven't even broke down to them your time frames.
Oh, man, yeah.
Where you was at this time. Where you was at this time. Where you was at this time. I was the one, too. In my own way. Because my shit combined of Cleveland, New York, yep. Detroit, and Texas.
Actually, this is your theme song.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Me?
Then I think about it, this is your theme song. You be like, keep forgetting. How you playing so bad? Keep forgetting.
You gonna say it's mine.
No, because he like, we get into it with him, like, you know what? And I say it in a good way, like, my man comes to him and he be like, you know what, I keep forgetting, he's not in love anymore. that's his theme song, for real. Because he...
It ain't like that no more.
He extend out a helping hand and do things that, not that you're supposed to do, but morally, you might do it. You know what I'm saying? It's not because you're supposed to do it.
It's the human.
It's not even documented by law that you're supposed to do it. But sometimes you reach out morally. And then I always feel like, hear the song, I feel like him. He be like, oh yeah, I keep forgetting we're not in love anymore. I reach out my hand to you, extend the olive branch.
Oh, some moral shit.
You know, on the moral shit. And then, And then all of a sudden, I keep forgetting.
Y'all wanna know what that means so much to me right now, hearing it from my brethren?
Because morally, I just can't.
That means that I listen.
That
means I hear what my man's saying. My man's just sitting there paying attention to who he's dealing with. And a lot of folks, they always attach onto an idea of who I am, but they be wide off. They be so off. And I allow them to be off because that, for me, be the time to look and observe what kind of individuals they are with paying attention to their awareness of who they dealing with.
This song just reminds me of you extending the olive branch.
My brother
and then they don't get it. And then you're like, you know what? I keep forgetting.
We're
not even in love anymore.
You're right.
And for everybody out there who heard that and who could understand that and relate to that, understand this. Sometimes you gotta leave folks with they self till they get tired of they self. Then they'll be back.
And you know what? They not only gonna be back, they're gonna have a different way of what they think is different of presenting the same old shit.
Or because sometimes
they're only operating from the vibe they got from you. They're not even open to the new vibe that has been developed.
They look at your highlights more than you do.
I'm going to give you a...
Say it again.
They watch your highlights more than you do.
I'm going to give you a scenario where they do learn.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to give you one of the most frustrating scenarios I have. It's when they do learn and they become a better person. But all of this is after you.
Yes.
I give you that scenario where they learn, they become the person that you thought they was going to be, but it's 10 years after y'all have been apart.
10 years?
Yeah. It's a decade later. You become the person a decade later. You can't put that on my plate like he did that.
Yeah.
No. You just became mature 10 years later. I'm glad that you and your new husband working out. He not dealing with the woman I was dealing with. I'm just saying. Like, flat out, you're not dealing with the woman I was dealing with 10 years ago. She has learned and grew. And she learned some things from me. She learned some things from getting cussed out or whatever. But she learned a few things from me of what not to do. So you get the better version.
Yeah.
And then I'm glad you're happy with the better version. But don't get no mistakes about it. It was a worse version before. And I had that worse version. Like I get like my baby mama, she is happily married for like damn near 10, 15 years now. It's about over 10 years now she's been happily married. I don't want to say happily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you see how I said it? Is it happily?
Okay, let me change it too.
Is it happily? Listen, is it real happy?
I change it. She's been successfully married for 10 years now. Now, I'll change it to successfully married for 10 years now. Which means we learned how to put up with her bullshit.
Yeah.
But he didn't have the bullshit that I had. So, you know, like, in his eyes, he'd be like, I don't even know how you pass this up. I know how.
No, I know exactly how. I know exactly.
That's not the woman that I was with. So, yes, everybody be look like that. Like, man, I don't even know how you passed up on it. Man, listen.
Bruh.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Yeah. That's always going to be.
Ask Eric Benet about that.
One woman's trash is another woman's treasure.
Nothing but trash.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Every dude ain't going to regret it.
Yes.
Every dude. Come on now. None of that because.
Hey, look, a lot of the ones I have attached to me, I'm looking at the ass. I'm looking at the dudes that failed. I'm looking like
it. I'm looking at the dudes that succeeded. Like,
how was
off.
He even there in the first place?
Hey, look, and that comes down to what I be saying. You have individuals who you deal with that are mad that they ain't get the nigga they chose.
That's because they be asking these in my time.
Dog, keep a nigga bad. Like, oh, my bad.
They be like, it's my turn. No, they be like, it's in my turn.
Is it my turn?
That's what they be doing in the background.
Oh, turn it up so they hear it.
They be sitting in the back like,
turn it up so they hear these songs that you are talking about. So they hear it. Yeah, for y'all to be going through it, yeah, here we go. Here's some theme music
this
for you.
This is the dude waiting in the back. He like, hey, is it my turn?
Or the chick waiting in the back. The chick.
Yo, and this song is for all my dudes in the friend zone, man. Alright?
Is it my turn?
Understand, man.
The gold price is right, you got a better chance.
Dudes put that and chicks.
Put that energy to something different, man. You know what I'm saying?
And I did pick this song for me. Just like you said, there's a lot of people that be waiting in the wings, wondering, is it my turn? Female and male. They waiting there.
You done seen him with that horrible, you done seen dude with that horrible chick.
And these are the people that do right by you, though. These are the people that do right by you.
He come to you and tell you how bad old girl did him.
Yeah.
And y'all sleep together and you build him back up. And he go back to her feeling all strong and shit. Put your energy somewhere else, man. You know what I'm saying? All my dudes out there. On the side.
I'm talking about.
With no contract.
Listen.
Now, I'm a side dude at times, but I got a contract with my shit.
I've been a side dude too long. That's why I ain't go back to it. I was a side dude all the way up to the point I realized that I'm on their time. I don't like being on their time no more. I want to be on my time. But I say this. This is for women and men. There's a lot of y'all that be wondering, is it my turn? Stop wondering if it's my turn. That's on women and men alike. There's a lot of women out there that be wondering, is it my turn? Why you still messing with a baby mama or his ex-wife or anything like that? He still got skeletons in a closet.
Somebody gotta make a choice.
Somebody gotta make a choice, cause you know why? Y'all done got 88 stories. I'm gonna tell you why, because
I mean, I'd have been on some Carl Thomas shit before. I wish I would never even met the bitch before.
Nah.
Because she was attached. I'd have been there with mine. You know what I'm saying? Well, I got attached to a chick.
But I'm just saying.
I say this because of this.
For the people that come overcome that, I'm glad you overcome that because
here we go.
This is what you overcome. When you finding that goal of what should have been, and you start focused on what you need to do now, you realize that they had what? Skeletons in their closet. That's what this song is, y'all. By the way, if y'all don't know old school Steve Wonder, he made a song called Skeletons in Your Closet.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting to get out.
Stevie Wonder is a musical genius.
That part. Stevie Wonder is a musical genius. 88 Keys is a musical genius. Sean Paul is a musical genius.
I only do this to say that, hey.
My brother's this musical genius. We're talking, where we're going with this.
Hey,
and know the reason why. Look what he's playing to prove a point on what we are talking about right now in the content.
And the topic.
Come on now. We don't have no topic on this.
No, it's what you brought up earlier, though. We building off of that.
Yeah.
That's how the music is a universal language. It talks to you. You feel a certain way. Your swag is better. Everybody got a song. When they hear it, they swag on motherfucking too.
Yeah. But here's one thing I got to bring light to. Ladies, gentlemen, both incorporated on this one.
Hey, yo.
Here's something I gotta go ahead and acknowledge and be all the way unapologetic what I'm about to bring up. Y'all be sitting up. Some of y'all have music that you listen to, artists you listen to on a regular basis, and you think that it plays a part in every situation. It only plays a part in the situation you're dealing with because you are not open-minded to the real life shit going on. I say that because if you are one of those people that only listen to certain artists, you are missing the point on some other shit. When you come over here into the live layer, you in the black room, you are allowed to be in my motherfucking creative space. Whatever artist you're listening to, just toss it up. I'm gonna play some different shit for you on purpose. Because I know for a fact you're not on the frequency and level of vibe and live I'm on because of who you are and what you've been through. Simple as that. I don't be sitting there acting like my music is better than yours, but you are, when it comes to music, most of y'all are creatures of habit. So whatever artist you're listening to, you feel that their whole world
and that vibe
and what they're saying is all in, all end all be all. You know what I mean? What's it saying?
And all my nigga saying is he gonna put you in a whole different.
I'm gonna give you some shit.
It's a different vibe. Said,
I'm gonna give it to you.
I gotta let y'all know.
I'm gonna give it to you because I have a different level of. I like the ratchet shit. I like the trap shit. I've been through a lot of shit in life, so I like every genre of music. I was born in 79, but I like all this, anything from the 50s to now, I like. You know what I mean? I haven't heard anything in the 40s that made me be like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Just get a basket. They ain't never rocked my basket. But I'm going to tell you what this man said.
They never rocked my basket.
I'm going to tell you what this man said. He said the skeletons in your closet. And they're itching to come outside.
Listen to it, y'all.
They messing with your conscience. When your face ain't high.
Oh, hey, wait a minute.
Getting real funky.
Whoa.
Down at the old garage. Now this the part that killed me. He said, hey. It ain't the skunks that are stinking. It's the stinking lies you tell. You take, tell me this man in a musical genius.
Skunky.
Hey, yo, this is.
Like to tell a white one.
Come on, a lie.
Tell a white you one. My lie.
And by the way, he had a band.
He said, well, yep. White
but he only had a singing every now and then. A lot of shit he did by his goddamn
self. Get ready to show. Somebody just shot off with the mouth in. We're getting ready to
show. Come on now.
Getting ready to shock.
Is he? Yeah. Now you could tell Stevie was blind.
He's getting ready to pop.
But he was on these streets, nigga.
Yeah, he was in them streets.
Stevie was in these streets. Listen to what
he told him.
A blind man.
Listen to the early shit that Stevie was dropping.
Nigga said, Pebbles is in your pantry.
Stevie was in these streets before, right? Stevie ain't no regular good country, bro. Nah, listen what he did. The only, matter of fact, the only two niggas I believe in my heart, they got as many hits that can sit down and do a versus how they did. Now, excuse me for saying this, fellas, ladies, but R. Kelly was a genius.
Yeah.
And it's only three niggas, I think they can sit down with him and do that shit. And that's Stevie, Michael, and Prince, nigga.
For R. Stevie, Kelly.
But recognize Stevie is one of them niggas, though. he is one of them niggas.
I'm just gonna leave you with this shit he's saying. You about to say, this is some deep shit right here.
I'm the victim. When the covers fly over you.
Come on now. Come on now. You know, they're crying on them.
Did your mama tell you my lies?
Come on now.
Get ready to drive.
It's getting ready to shot.
Somebody's turned up the heat again. It's getting ready to pop.
Come on now. Alright, y'all.
I just had to leave y'all with that. Just make a point that
I want you to pull up something that is part of the sound song.
Oh yeah, we can go to the sound song.
To go ahead and fade out.
And fade out on this shit right here.
Cause I have nothing else to say, y'all, on this situation right here. Nothing else to say. Music strikes certain nerves in me. That's why I play music in the background while I podcast. Because it helps my thoughts, it helps my words, it helps my flow. Yeah.
I'm about everything to leave you. This is the one that makes him think a lot. So I'm gonna leave you with this because it always.
It's the one that makes him. Don't bring that nigga in on here. Don't bring up niggas like that on this podcast platform right here.
Yo, man, we got a little time left, man.
We about to shut it down.
What
you want to hear?
So he's
playing. We about to shut it down.
I just said this because it's always
saying
a man thing.
Yeah.
Every time he hear it, he gets deep in the thoughts.
Different level what? Thoughts is deep as fuck. Try and be the guy. Uh-huh. Push it like a truck. It be automatic, yeah. It's called a fucking gun. I'm busting at you, yeah. Everybody talking about this gadget. I'm like, what the fuck? Y'all Margaret Thatcher. Yeah, for real. It's called good. Be your mindset. Real good. You don't know it. We good. Got a problem? We should. Go ahead and discuss problems. But the problems we discuss ain't. Y'all niggas talking this and that. Put it on the wall like paint.
Paint them on the wall.
Yes.
Nigga, fuck them all. Nigga, like me, stand tall. Nigga, never take a fall. Cause I'm back on my feet. Back on my feet, and I'm. Oh, yin yang, speak, speak.
What he say? Wait a minute, he said, paint them on the wall, paint them on a mural, stick it in their back, call it epidural. Oh.
Give it to him. Give it to him. Yes.
I'ma break it to your jaw. Nigga like me, I'ma give it to you raw. Yeah, and you know I'm never flawed. Flawless. Break laws. Lawless.
Lawless. When it come to flow, flawless. Y'all sitting up lawless. But the law's gonna catch pricks. Especially ones that doing dumb shit. Like robbing iPhones in the broad day. Yeah, my nigga told me about that. Okay, I'm not feeling it. You know about me, man. Yeah, I like about the moral. Okay, alright. Turn down real quick, man.
Break it to your beer.
Hey, look.
Like bread.
Yo. My man seen a real live robbery in broad daylight.
Yeah, that's some real shit.
That hits different.
It happened a lot when I'm around.
I saved the chick from a real live.
It been a minute though.
Dark time, at night, fake ass raping. The chick, look, that's different.
That's the different chick
that I fucking saved from getting in that situation. She still fuck with me this very day. Still. She said, you saved my life. I'm like, how? All I was doing was going, the bus I was waiting for was taking too long.
Right.
I had to pee.
Right.
I went off to a little spot. I knew wasn't nobody going to fucking look at me.
Right, right.
I happened to look.
Right.
And see what the hell was going on. It wasn't some shit that was conducive right there. So I fucking, you know, I finished up pissing. Pulled up my motherfucking shit scrap.
Bro, what you doing?
I said, what y'all doing? And them niggas ran off. She was like, thank you. Gave me kisses, hugs, everything. Bro. You want to know what's important in this situation? She ended up being a co-worker of one of my children's mothers.
Wow, that's crazy, yo.
Co-worker.
Down the line.
So when I'm coming in, where she worked one time to drop off some money.
Yeah.
I seen the homegirl I saved.
She was like, damn.
And she was like, why are you up here? I said, I came to bring my children's mom some money.
Yeah.
She was like, who's your kid's mom? And then here come my kid's mom. She was like, oh.
Ah.
Left it alone.
Mm-hmm.
My kid's mom was like, how you know her? I was like, you
man,
tell
yeah.
her.
Right, yeah.
You
yeah,
tell
right,
her.
Right.
She's
right,
like,
right,
he saved my life.
That's why I put this video on.
he saved my life, for real.
No.
And she was looking like, what you mean save your life? She's like, these dudes is about to rape me.
You seen her, though. You got a chance to see that. See, like, the girl I helped, I never got a chance to see her again. I might see her again, but I ain't gonna lie. To this day,
hey,
I think she might have been a prostitute, but... She was screaming rape and whatnot. Like,
I was trying to mack this chick that I saved.
Right.
About 3-4 times.
I don't blame you.
Time frames. When you, y'all know how it is when you catch the bus.
Yeah.
You're going to link up with the same person who catches the bus at the same time you are. So that's how mine came about. And she was. She was doing the same thing I was, going to piss. And these niggas came up on her ass
while her pants
was down and caught her ass. And I happened to go within 5 minutes afterwards and caught that shit.
And like you were saying, time frame.
Shout out to you, Latrice.
And think about the time frame.
Shout out to you, Latrice.
And she was already like, time frame. Timing is a motherfucker, man. That night when I was strolling up reserve and I heard a girl screaming.
He said, that's why I put this on.
I stayed at work late that night.
He put this on. He put this on for us.
Yeah. If I would have stayed up late though, at work, I wouldn't have been there to hear. Cause everybody was outside. Come up with one of the you know they asked me for. I'm from work, you know what I'm saying? But I'm hearing this shit. I'm like, yo, well, what's up with the old girl? You know the one girl asked me?
What?
She said, well, I don't know, do she owe the niggas some money? And that's what made me say, I ain't gonna lie, that's what made me throw the cape on, pull out this Trizette, and say, nigga, what is you doing?
Because
one of the bios, I'm like, hold on, this
you
lady
better get
is
the
screaming.
Fuck going out of here, man.
I done heard her a block away. Now I'm here. I'm still hearing her. Well, you show her some money. I told her. I pulled the strap out. I say, we about to find the fuck out if she owns some money.
The lady
told me, I swear to God, she said, oh, I ain't about to find out nothing. And she went the other way. And I went down that.
All right, y'all. Hey, look. We about to sign off on the Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show. My man playing some real life shit, you know, in the background.
Yo, whenever you can, y'all, just try to do right, man.
Yes, do right. Do right by your moral compass. Simple as that. Plain and simple. Going out at it. Clacking the dishes. Look at the round. Hang it like stencils. Look at the rhythm. Be thinking this out. Rhythm be under the issues. All right. Okay. I'm by tie handles.
Hey, yo. It's Sean Paul.
Hey, Sean Paul. We the team. It's all great. Meditate by the lake. Keep it real, not fake. Some shit is fake. Some shit is fake. Y'all hear what I'm saying? On top.
That's it right there.
It's all lie.
Some shit is fake. Some shit is fake.
It's all lie, baby. 88, baby.
Boom, 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 boom. Y'all be great if you can. Y'all be sucker free if you know how to be.
I'ma start telling y'all shit I'ma tell y'all on Google in a minute.
Say.
These are my life stories. I'ma say that for the next couple episodes.
Oh, this is ours.
Shit, we tell y'all, y'all Google this shit. Who keep it live, nigga?
You can Google this real live shit. I've been sparing y'all for a long time, and I'ma keep on. Because sometimes it ain't about that. Just know you're dealing with a real live one. Real live ones. Plural.
Hey, yo.
I ain't got nothing else. You know what I mean? Live out. Yeah. Go ahead. Live out. Live out on you, nigga.
It's an 88 talking y'all, man.
It's an 88 talking y'all right now.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? Talking y'all right now.
You want your piece to be great? Call 88, nigga.
You want your piece to be on strong? Call Sean Capone, nigga. What the fuck?
Right. With the livest content, tune into this shit right here. Yeah. Follow Ty Law. Yo,
live
all the
handle.
Flags out there, man. Put your flags up, man.
Raise your flags up.
All the new flags. Yeah, your flag ain't up there. Put that motherfucker up there, man. Good plan, man. Represent, y'all.
The livest.
Come on, go.
Survivors. MacGyvers.
The MacGyvers.
Deep divers. The divers, baby. Deep divers.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, we're here.
Hey, yo. Galato?
Yes. Hey, I got this.
Yo, we gonna blow out to this. G's up, hoes down. What you motherfuckers bounce to this?
Oh, yeah. Snoop Dogg made a fear some damn women fight up for that.
Snoop Dogg was at WrestleMania 40.
Yeah, he was at WrestleMania too.
Man,
stupid man look, man. Whoever this nigga publicist is or agent is, I don't, hey, I ain't gonna lie, yo. I might look for that motherfucker.
Snoop was at WrestleMania 40, XL, and Lil Wayne was at WrestleMania 40, XL.
He did an intro.
To my boy Jay Uso. Jay Uso. Shout out to Jay Uso. Yeah.
Here's with the niggas.
He was at WrestleMania. You know what I'm saying?
And the best thing about it was sit downtown. Cleveland, Ohio, 216 bound. What the fuck wrong with y'all? You let the shit loud in this motherfucker like a big basset hound.
Yeah, yo, everybody came to the city for the games, y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed
the Yes,
game.
Y'all Hope came y'all to the enjoyed, city for the games.
Hope y'all enjoyed the land, man.
The solar eclipse.
Yo, a lot of y'all already know, we was the motherfuckers who was cooking y'all dinners and shit. And y'all party with a lot of us this weekend. I know a lot of y'all Iowa motherfuckers I was with, and a lot of y'all missed.
Y'all? The Carolina niggas I was around.
What's up with the men's game?
What's up with the men's?
What day is it?
Today. Yeah.
Oh, so it's right now going on? It should be over by now, right? All right.
No, that's just tonight.
This night.
Monday night.
Yeah,
I meant today, like I said, Monday. That shit, like, at 7 tonight.
So it should be right now going.